Amen. Amen. He said, as a Christian, as a believer, read through the New Testament, primarily the epistles. The epistle, you see, are the letters, which is the letter written to you, the believer. They are written to the church. As you read, look for the expressions such as in Christ, in him, in whom, through whom, etc. With a colored pencil, underline these expressions. You will find approximately 140 such expressions. Most of them is in the epistle. Some of these, however, don't exactly tell you something that you have in Christ. For instance, Paul's greeting in the one epistle is, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That has the expression in Christ, but it doesn't tell you anything that you have become in Christ. You will also find other scripture which convey the same message, but do not use the specific phrase in him, etc. Yet they tell you who you are and what you are and what you have because of you in Christ. Now, when you find these scriptures, write them down, then meditate on them. Begin to confess them, begin to say with your mouth, this is who I am. This is what I have. Or this is who I am, and this is what I am, and this is what I have in Christ. I find that the more I meditate in the word, the more real the word becomes to me. Every one of you should have a set aside of time that you will just meditate in the word. Meditation, you remember what Joshua said, this book of the law. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not what? Depart, notice, depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate in it. How long? That mean there's not a time you should take a break. Train yourself. If you haven't done so, start doing it and develop that inside of you. Meditation will do something for the growth of your spirit and bring insight to your heart that nothing else will do. Meditating in the word, muttering. You're putting that word, see, that word, you have been begotten of the word. The word is what begotten you, or you were born again. And that word is what you want to develop in your conscious, in your, you have been born again, but you want to become a reality to you because it's true. What's not real to you, you won't fool with it. Amen. And when trouble shows up, if the word is not real, you're going to go with the trouble. You cave in. But if the word is real, trouble don't matter. Hallelujah. You're not moved because you got a truth. What did Jesus say? Ye shall know the truth. This is John, 8:32, I believe, 32, 36. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So listen, let me read some more. For you see, faith confession creates reality. As far as God is concerned, everything you have, are in Christ is so. As far as God is concerned, everything you have, since you're in Christ, it's yours right now, as far as God concerned. But it's not real to you. He has done it. Everything the Bible says is ours. That's why we keep going back over repetition. Because one teacher person said, there's something you may have to confess for 9 months or a year before it become real to you. You just have to stay with it. You stay with it. But as far as God is concerned, it's already yours right now. You're already wealthy, already healthy. You have eternal life. You know, say, when we die, we're going to go into heaven. We have eternal life. No, the moment you got born again, you enter into eternal life. The moment you were born again. Now, there's some things going to change because the Bible tells us that we're going to pull off this flesh, and we're going to get a new body. But as far as having eternal life, we got it now. Amen. So let me read on. He said, everything the Bible says is ours legally. The Bible is a legal document sealed by the blood of Jesus. However, it is your believing it and your confessing it which makes it a reality to you. I've said that, and we're going to say it many times because he'll get to it in this book. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Romans, we'll get to this one also. Romans 10:9-10 said that if thou shalt confess, notice it's confession. Confess, if you confess. And many times you'll be tempted even when we lead you in confession. You ought to make a decision right now. Whenever there's confession made and I'm a part of it, I'm going to open my mouth. I don't care how I feel. I don't care how foolish I look. I'm going to make that confession. Amen. And somehow, corporate faith strengthens the believer, brings on the presence of the power of God in a greater measure. And that's why you got to learn how to work together as one. If one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. Do the math. 3, 4, 5, do the math. If one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. 3, 4, 5. You see what you got? What you have? If you learn how to cooperate and flow together in corporate faith. Faith confession. Faith. And see, that's what you're doing. You're creating an atmosphere when you're doing that. And see this, how do you get that? This is why we do this. This is why, you know, I was able to finish high school, even though they kind of drug me through it. I was able to finish high school. But I learned a few things, and that's how you learn, by sitting on the teachers that know stuff, following the manual that they have been assigned to teach. And this is our manual here. And we got the greatest teacher, and he is Holy Spirit. Amen. And he wants you to know who you are.